WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Sweeping new restrictions are going into effect at every workplace involving every worker in New Jersey. As COVID cases keep rising, Governor Murphy has signed a new executive order that mandates a host of new protections across the Garden State.
The governor says the executive order requires all workers to be screened for COVID symptoms every day. Everyone must be social distanced, get frequent breaks to wash their hands, and
individuals entering the location must wear a face mask, and that employers are required to provide face masks to all employees at the employer's expense.
The executive order also sets up a system to report and investigate complaints. The Jersey Business and Industry Association says the mandates are expensive and unnecessary. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Patterson is the latest to impose restrictions on businesses and residents as COVID cases rise. The mayor imposing a 9 p.m. curfew and closing all businesses at midnight. Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop took to social media to assure businesses they would not be hit with new restrictions. As COVID cases rise, he also took a jab at Newark and Hoboken, which have ordered businesses to close early, saying it's not like you can only get COVID at night. Federal agencies say cyber criminals have unleashed a major ransomware assault against the U.S. healthcare system. It's already hobbled at least five U.S. hospitals this week. It could potentially impact hundreds more. The FBI warns ransomware attacks could lead to data theft and disruption of health services. Will we be stronger than the next storm? Sandy made landfall here this date 8 years ago, and there are lessons we are still learning. Whether we learn them and put them into practice in enough time for the next weather disaster, no one really knows.
State climatologist David Robinson at Rutgers says Sandy took so many by surprise because it was seemingly so late in the year, but one only needs to look at the impacts Hurricane Zeta is having on the Garden State this week to be reminded that the Atlantic hurricane season actually runs through November, and something big can happen at any time.
Who knows exactly what the next event will be? That will be that significant. I'd like to hope it's a generation or two away, but one can never be sure of that.
As with COVID-19, Robinson says the only way we will emerge truly stronger next time is to pull together. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News time, 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Trust it.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Delays to the Lincoln Tunnel off the Turnpike and Route 3, but a crash just cleared a few moments ago on the 495 Viaduct by 1 and 9. About 15 minutes at the tolls, about 5 to 10 at the Holland and George Washington Bridge. Crash on Route 46, east and westbound side by Wayne. Primarily westbound sides on the side, traffic a bit slow. Okay, on the Parkway now, earlier accident cleared by Union, northbound side. In spite of the weather, actually looking good north of exit 63 up toward the Driscoll Bridge. Turnpike is okay north of 7A and 80 westbound side. Earlier construction work cleared by exit 66. Bob Williams, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. A couple things on Route 29 to let you know about. One is in West Trenton. One is in South Trenton. So West Trenton, 29 northbound at 175. Traffic light is kind of out and down, and the left lane is blocked off. That's 29 north at 175. Now, South 29 is a little busy south of Laylor, where we have a one-car accident, and it's on the right side of the roadway. And that accident's cleared up at 295 at exit 29. We have traffic typically building up at 295 north at exit 26. 42 north slow, 41 to 295. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 718 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Jill Myra, New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News time, 7:05. The police union in Englewood says officers used appropriate and completely necessary force in making arrests during a small Black Lives Matter protest in town last weekend. The union claims protesters tried to intervene in an active investigation unrelated to the protest. NorthJersey.com reports the clash with police erupted when protesters tried to break up a fight between teen girls police were already responding to. Elections officials in New Jersey thought they met their match when planning an election 8 days after Superstorm Sandy in 2012. Turns out that was a breeze compared to what they're dealing with now, handling an election that is primarily by mail.
Hunterdon County Board of Elections Administrator Beth Thompson says the core staff is in from around 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. most days, prepping the ballots that come in, handling phone call after phone call from concerned or confused residents, and managing in-person ballot drop-offs from folks who'd also like to share their thoughts on the Jersey election process.
Every nasty comment that you can imagine, we've been called idiots.
Because of the workload, getting a person on the phone isn't an option in all counties. Some boards of elections have resorted to online submission forms for questions and concerns. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:06. Dan has the latest on the stormy weather next.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays, wake up with Alexa and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Steady to heavy rain driving through New Jersey all day today. It is a total washout. Umbrellas up, windshield wipers on. It'll stay breezy and cool. Temperatures holding steady, mainly in the 50s. The rain will break up a bit this evening, but the wind will kick up. Right around dinner time, gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Lows tonight in the lower 40s, and then one more round of soaking rain tomorrow morning through about midday. Could be some wet snowflakes to the north. Also on the lookout for minor to localized moderate coastal flooding at high tide along the Jersey Shore tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Visual Computer Solutions. Looking for the perfect time and labor management solution for your organization? Visit vcssoftware.com to learn more about how VCS simplifies employee scheduling, time and attendance, human resources, and payroll. Now with restrictions lifted, VCS is available for on-site meetings and demos. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
51 in Livingston, Pomona 56, Edison is 53. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. The download is free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey